Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Voices of Falun Gong Heard Around Mexico. Australia, Catholic Weekly reports on China's forced live organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Peru, Latvia, Russia, Indonesia, world's people condemn the persecution of Falun Gong. A student addicted to computer games changes to receive high educational achievements. Wife dies as a result of persecution. Husband is illegally sentenced. And Toronto, character formation praised by spectators. Now for the stories. Voices of Falun Gong heard around Mexico. Falun Gong practitioners across Mexico held events at the Chinese embassy and consulates, universities, community centers, and public squares to raise awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong in China that has continued unabated for 18 years. Since the Chinese Communist Party launched its campaign against Falun Gong on July 20, 1999, practitioners have been detained, imprisoned, and tortured throughout China. Over 4,100 have been confirmed to have lost their lives as a result of torture while in police custody. The practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, distributed brochures and origami lotus flowers, displayed posters and photos, and collected signatures opposing the state-sanctioned killing of practitioners for their organs in China. On July 20th, which marks the 18th anniversary of the persecution, practitioners went to the historic center of Mexico City, a very popular tourist site. They put up posters and talked with local residents and tourists about the persecution in China. On the same day, practitioners collected signatures in Puebla. A large number of passers-by signed petitions calling on the Chinese regime to end the severe human rights violations. Practitioners from different regions gathered at Cuernavaca's Plaza de Armas, the current seat of the government palace and an important attraction visited constantly by both local and foreign tourists. Passers-by expressed their astonishment and empathy for prisoners of conscience in China and condemned the violence and persecution. After learning about the abuses still taking place in China, several policemen guarding the square signed the petition. Practitioners held similar events in Guadalajara and a number of other cities.
Australia. Catholic Weekly reports on China's forced live organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Catholic Weekly of Australia published an online article titled China's Harvest of Blood, built upon Falun Dafa's Prisoners of Conscience by Catherine Sheehan on July 19, 2017. Sheehan interviewed two Falun Gong practitioners, Eric Jia and his aunt Loretta Liu, whose family has been affected by the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution. Jia worries most that his father, a Falun Gong practitioner who has suffered torture in incarceration due to his belief, might be a victim of the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners for profit. There are no fathers, no husbands, the article points out. They are smiling in the photo, but underneath the smiles, the members of this family carry a terrible suffering. Loretta's father passed away from a sudden heart attack brought on by intense persecution from Chinese authorities. He suffered under pressure, Loretta says. Loretta's 72-year-old mother had just been released from a brainwashing center in Xi'an City the day before the interview. That was the fifth time the elderly woman has been arrested. She has been tortured, repeatedly beaten, shocked with electric batons, deprived of sleep for 3 days in a row, and sent to a forced labor camp for 1 year. Loretta's sister is currently detained in a detention center in Xi'an City. She was arrested along with her mother on March 22nd this year. Loretta's 19-year-old nephew, Eric Jia, worries about whether his dad, who's still in China, will escape the brutal persecution. He hasn't known his father's whereabouts since his release from detention last year. Eric said he was tortured. He was locked up on a bunk bed and the police put chemicals in his mouth and he was vomiting blood. he was beaten by the prison guards. The article continued, "What has this very normal-looking Chinese family done to cause the Chinese government to persecute them so ferociously?" They are practitioners of a form of spiritual meditation based on ancient Chinese culture called Falun Gong or Falun Dafa. The practice is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, and promotes physical and mental health. The report continues saying, "This persecution is being carried out despite the fact that there is no law in China making Falun Gong illegal." Eric and his aunt hope that the Australian government can help them to rescue their family members in China.
Peru, Latvia, Russia, Indonesia. World's people condemn the persecution of Falun Gong. The Chinese Communist Party has persecuted Falun Gong for 18 years. To mark this infamous anniversary, Falun Gong practitioners all over the world held rallies, marches, and candlelight vigils in protest. Here are a few highlights from the far-flung corners of the globe. Falun Gong practitioners in Peru held a march on July 20th from Campo de Marte to the Chinese embassy in Lima. They held banners and posters and distributed flyers to passersby. In Riga, the capital of Latvia, practitioners staged a peaceful protest at the Chinese embassy and later marched from the embassy to Rifleman Square. In a rally on Rifleman Square, the group displayed banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Stop the CCP's live organ harvesting." They also collected signatures to condemn the organ harvesting atrocities in China. A group practice of the Falun Gong exercises followed. In St. Petersburg, Russia, practitioners held events in several locations on July 20th to raise awareness about the persecution. They held a peaceful protest in front of the Chinese embassy. A Chinese delegation arrived at the embassy and saw the protest. The main event was held in a subway station. It was rush hour and many people took photos. Because it was close to a university, many students read the posters and signed the petition condemning the persecution. Events were held in Batam Center on July 23rd. Practitioners introduced Falun Gong and informed people about the persecution. Thousands of local residents gathered to do exercises on a central square on Sunday mornings. On July 23rd, Falun Gong practitioners were there too, and many people noticed. Some started to learn the Falun Gong exercises. Practitioners also held large banners that read, "Stop the persecution and live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners," and "Collecting signatures to stop the CCP's forced organ harvesting."
A student addicted to computer games changes and receives high educational achievements. My husband and I divorced when my son was 4 years old. My husband's family was given custody, and I was not allowed to see the boy. My husband soon remarried, and my son was sent to live with his grandparents. My son was emotionally affected by our divorce and began to visit gaming arcades. His grandparents were getting on in age and were unable to monitor his activities. They did not realize that he used his lunch money at the arcade while in primary school. In junior high school, he became even more addicted to playing computer games and often skipped classes. Neither his father nor his grandparents could discipline him. I had been living with my mother after my divorce. She began practicing Falun Dafa in 1996. Soon after she took up the practice, she recovered from her illnesses. I also became a practitioner after witnessing the improvement in my mother's health. One day my mother saw my son wandering around aimlessly and took him home. She asked if he still frequented gaming sites and internet cafes. He admitted that he could not stop himself from going there. My mother told him about the persecution we experienced for maintaining our belief in Falun Dafa. She suggested that if he has the urge to go to the gaming arcades or internet cafes, he should turn to Falun Dafa for help. He visited my mother whenever he was free, often listened to her reading Dafa books, and at times helped her distribute Falun Dafa brochures and talk to people about the persecution. During his second year in junior high school, he did not visit my mother often. When she ran into him, he said, "Grandma, I no longer go to gaming sites or internet cafes. When I have the urge to visit these places, I recite Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I used to spend a lot of time on computer games and missed out a lot in my studies. I've been working hard now, and that is why I haven't had as much time to visit you." His studying paid off and he was accepted into a good high school. When taking the university entrance exams, he scored 30 marks above the entrance requirements for a top university in Japan. He taught himself Japanese so he could do his advanced studies in that country. Family and relatives gave him a farewell party before he left for Japan. Before the end of the farewell party, he said, "I owe my achievements today to Falun Dafa." He also thanked his family and promised to study hard while abroad.
Wife dies as a result of persecution. Husband is illegally sentenced. Liaoning City Falun Gong practitioners Mr. Liu Ying and his wife Ms. Chu Guachia and Mr. Su Dianqian were arrested for telling people about Falun Gong on October 27, 2016. They were taken to Liaoning Detention Center and their homes were ransacked. Ms. Chu was brutally tortured and died 10 days later in the detention center. Her family retained a lawyer to defend her husband, but the lawyer was prohibited from meeting with Mr. Liu, who was sentenced to a year and a half prison term by the Guangzhongling District Court. Mr. Su, 79, was also given 1.5 years. He had been on probation from a previous sentence and now has to serve a total of 3.5 years. Ms. Chu was repeatedly slapped for refusing to memorize the prison rules. She was then struck with a wooden board with nails in it and then left immobilized. Ms. Chu went on a hunger strike in protest and was force-fed on the fourth day. After the force-feeding, she started to convulse and no one was there to help her. She was later found dead by the guards. Ms. Chu was unrecognizable by the time she had died. Tonghe Police Department officers lied to her child on November 7th, saying that she was seriously ill and had been released. On November 10th, Ms. Chu's older sister was notified of her death. Ms. Chu's family was not allowed to see the remains because they refused to sign a document with questionable content. The detention center then tried to shirk responsibility for Ms. Chu's death. They forced a person Ms. Chu was acquainted with to claim that she had died from illness.
Toronto. Character formation praised by spectators. Following the 2017 Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference in Canada, many practitioners participated in a character formation event on the morning of July 23, 2017. The weather at Toronto's Riverdale Park was drizzle at first. As practitioners continued working on the character formation, the rain lightened and later stopped. The group exercise was harmonious and serene and attracted the attention of many passers-by. Omar Tsuzovic, 25, started practicing Falun Gong about 2 months ago. He said, "I grew up in this park, and I am familiar with everything here, but today is special for me." He was excited to be part of the peaceful group and glad to see so many practitioners coming to the event. He added, "I could feel the strong energy today. In fact, I was surrounded by energy. It is very sacred." Having attended the Experience Sharing Conference the day before, Tsuzovic said he was very touched by what he saw and heard. Campbell Foster, a performer and composer, is also a business owner. He has a very strong interest in self-improvement and said that Falun Gong seemed very good and that he wanted to practice too. Speaking of the persecution in China, he said that he supports the practitioners 1,000%. In hoping to stop the suppression in China. Feed Kruger, a renowned Toronto singer, said that she liked the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, saying they make it possible for people from different backgrounds to come together and get along well with each other. She said that the character formation was very creative and incredibly beautiful. Mr. Li, an immigrant from northeast China, was exercising in the park. A practitioner talked with him and explained to him how the Communist Party defamed Falun Gong with hate propaganda. Mr. Li thanked him and renounced his membership in the Communist Party. Ms. Zhang from Dalian was impressed by the event and took many photos. When a practitioner told her about the suppression in China, she said, "Falun Gong is good. It is Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese communist leader who banned Falun Gong in 1999, who was making a mess." Ms. Zhang said she was glad to see that many high-ranking officials involved in the persecution had been taken down for corruption. "Trust me, the dark days won't last long," she said.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.